Our next guest has a little bit different approach, and it has to do with sort of taking things in a personal way. Nate McFarland is Director of Communications at a group called Generation 180. We want to talk about the Keep It Cool campaign. And by the way, the Twitter handle is at Gen_180. Nate, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Pleasure to join you.
All right. The Keep It Cool campaign. How are we keeping cool on these hot days?
So it is a national campaign to reduce the energy waste that's caused by store doors staying open while the AC is running. You may have seen it in warmer climates around the country, but this campaign really is designed to leverage the power of individuals to influence retailers.
Yeah.
And not only reduce some carbon emissions in a pretty notable way, but also start a wider conversation around what it looks like to be responsible with the way we source and consume energy.
So this is focused on changing behavior as opposed to changing a law or regulation.
Exactly. We're after changing social norms here.
How do you do that?
Well, we wanted to give voice to what we believe is, a lot of latent opinion around this issue and around energy as a whole. So we built an application that lets you simply just get in touch with us via Facebook Messenger, and we do the work of contacting the retailer with a very friendly reminder and really an education. Hopefully, a lot of retailers aren't aware of the energy waste that this causes. It's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And so by enabling folks to easily and anonymously get in touch with us, who gets in touch with the retailer, we're really giving them a voice where they didn't have one. A lot of those conversations, if you do walk into a store, just they're not fruitful. You're not talking with a decision maker. So the goal of this was to kind of make a more productive conversation and really give a visibility to it.
Take us through one of those productive conversations. You get an alert from one of those people who has the app on their phone, and they say, hey, store X in downtown Manhattan, their doors are open all the time. So take us through what you do and the conversation, how that might go.
Yeah, so we find the most relevant email. We kind of, our application scrapes the retailer's Facebook page and their website. We find an email and select the most relevant one, and really send them a very friendly, very carefully worded message that says, hey, you may not be aware, the average store over the course of a summer wastes about 4,200 kilowatt hours of electricity. And here's the pollution that causes. It's about 2.2 tons of CO2. Here's an easy way to do it. Adopt this policy of closing your door, and we would love to promote your location on our campaign map as a energy-aware retailer.
Yeah, and when you say with opening the doors, I mean, obviously people have to get in and out. What kind of waste are you talking about?
Yeah, just when the door is propped open. Again, it's a habit you see occasionally, especially in the warmer climates, where you can just feel the AC pouring out on the sidewalk as you walk by. So
and it feels good, by the way.
Yeah, it feels amazing. But New York City, thought it was enough of an issue to pass a law prohibiting that behavior a couple summers ago. So we are just trying to use consumer opinion to roll that out across the country rather than waiting for legislation, which is huge and important, but just takes longer.
Okay. So what's your hope? I mean, and how long have you been doing this?
This is our first summer launching it. We beta tested it late last summer locally, but it's our first go at it. And we realized this behavior change takes a long time. So this could be easily 5+ years, and we're happy to do this every summer. And this is just the first one we're getting started. So we would love to see a few communities have the needle moved as far as the practices. And that would be a great summer number one.
Is it just retailers? Are there other businesses that do this?
There are restaurants, but really that can often be a necessary part of doing business with an outdoor patio. So we're really focused. We just took the lines that were drawn by New York City, and they said, hey, retailers are in, restaurants, they can kind of, do what they need to serve outdoor patios. So we're mm-hmm. just focusing on retailers for now.
And what kind of success have you had in terms of these, what you call productive conversations with retailers? Any success stories thus far?
We just kind of officially launched a week ago, and so we've already got about 200 pins nationwide, and so we're just getting started. We've had a number of folks respond to us and say, hey, we are energy-aware retailers. We close our doors, and we're happy to be promoted by your map. So it's been positive feedback thus far, but we're really just getting going.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll check back with you over time and see what kind of success level you are having. I appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much.
A pleasure, Tim.
That is Nate McFarland on this Energy Week. A little different approach trying to change behavior. He's Director of Communications at a group called Generation 180, the Keep It Cool campaign, trying to keep those doors closed. Keep that air conditioning trapped inside. He tweets at Gen_180.